Agora,
como o self agora.
Agnus mit Sirius Hara le Toivo le Hovi le Gibo ya Yichud kishi Yizgal le Yichud vizbat le Hara Tove ha Hanhago le Tikuno. This is what we spoke last night. Omer HaSeich le Hine Kiva Shesom Ha'odem Baruch Hu Hanhago Saschar Vare Nishmi'at Yagia le Chol Odem Kifi Maisem Toivo le Toivo Mera le Roim Omer Ma'itza Amukur Shel Odem Baruch Hu Legalgal Ha'dvarim Ba'ifen Shlo Tiyah Hanhago Ela le Toivo Lo Mitzius Ra Klal Bo'ilu Zeh Nikra Tikun Hanhago Atzma V'Zikucho. So Hashem makes it that even though there's a need for Ra, but lemaase, everything is really working as part of Tov. In order to make everything good and mesukin, it starts lehas hanig, lehis naig al pisherish shemitzius atoiv ra. He has to work with the mitzius of toiv and ra, but turn it into toiv. Ki aroitzi l'rapa is choyli refuah shleima tzarech sheyisharish achar hasiba v'oz yosra mesoiv. In order to fix a problem, you have to be sure, mechatet, you have to go and search and undo the bad in order to get to the good. Kein ha-davar hazeh, kedei la'asis sheha-hanhaga lo tiyah ela l'toivah, v'lo yishiyyeh ba metzius ra. In order to make that the hanhaga is only for good and it shouldn't have in it metzius of ra, tzarech l'das ha-siva ha-geremes. You have to know why there is ra. And then once you know why there's ra, we could use the ra to bring out the toif. Hashem's not trying to change his mind. And switch off. Oh, I made ra. Oh, no, sorry, I want toif. No. Based on the original reason why I built the Ra is why I'm going to turn it into Toiv. So it's not that the Toiv is coming later as an afterthought. It's that the Ra was built in all along to have in it the opportunity to turn into Toiv. V'omnam, this is what we spoke last night, is the Shurish HaDavar, why all the Taniyos in the end are going to turn into Yom Tovim. Why is it? Why do they have to turn to Yom Tovim? Let them just be in his battle because there's no more Tzara. Teretz is because there's two oifanim of how we're megala the Yichud Hashem and the Bria. One is through Toiv, but the Ramchal says Hashem didn't want to have the Gilui of Hashem in the world just through Toiv. Because if the Gilui of Hashem and the Bria is just through Toiv, we're not enough of a partner in it. Then it's not the Kisuvah. So in order for us to be a partner, Hashem wanted us to be megala of the Yichud of Hashem by being mevatel the ra and showing how the ra is also toif. So it comes out that the Yom Tov, that the days of Tainis, which were the ra and the bria, lost in love, we're going to understand that those things were really created to just be a part of the gilui of the toif, just as much as the gilui of the toif itself is, if not more. So memela, that's turning into Yom Tov. What was that?
Yeah.
There.
Even though the Makaris was seemingly right.
Well, they could, not the Makar, the Hanhaga.
See the book.
The
the
Hanhaga.
reasons for the times. Same things that
Yeah,
happened.
things that happened were the they were Ra in the Bria. But all that Ra was in the end really just there to be in this battle. V'omnum, sure, she motzi Ra v'Hanhaga. The purpose of having Ra and the Bria is for the purpose of Gilui Hashem. Let the Ra take its course. So that when it becomes Toiv, we see the Yichud even through the Ra. During the Golos itself, during the Ra, and the Ra is getting stronger, for the strongest it could get, which is Hainu ad Churban, but not till the Churban, not including the Churban Oilo. Lihigolos ulehirois. Every piece of Ra in the world is going to end up coming from there. A bittul of the Ra, and from that bittul will become a Gilui of Yichud Hashem. B'tikunei sakhel kulamayim Arcane bird tzoyt ha'odin baruch l'kvoya hanhagas ha'olam l'toyva. In order to make toiv, tzarek shi'isad hanhagas ha'piyah inyan azeh hasharashi shal gilu ha'yichud. You know, if you want to give Torah to the world, it has to be through the process of Gilu Yichud. And therefore, since it has to be through the process of Gilu Yichud, it has to be through a bittul of Ra. And that's how Torah is nizgala in the world, is dafka through bittul of Ra. But on the next page, Haskar v'inesh enoi his tagbura ki al kol ponim ein ra elo leroim v'oizu Hashem yichlu. Yidrashu. Yidrashu. Hashem is always going to watch out for the Toivim. Ach tigboyer. So what is the tigboyer of Ra? What is the defeat of Ra? What is the, I'm saying, the power of Ra? Who Yosef Kodesh Baruch Hu Master as part of the Gamri Me'olamai. Ra means oifanim of Hester Panim. Shneimar Oz Yikra Anuni V'lo Ane. It's when there's Hester. V'tihiya Emes Ne'adaris. You want to open the door, drop? Just little spools there. Okay, that's enough. V'tihiya Emes Ne'adaris. Bizarre.
Yeah, that'd be still fine. Rabbi?
We were there talking to a singer, I don't know.
Huh? I was okay. Did you start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reviewed a little bit what we spoke about said last night.
Okay.
But TM is that Darius was Sar Miriam Mishtoilo, Vizayikra Hester Hagomer, Haosri Rak, Kedela Galus, Akakak Tikkun Shalom. Your mom says it here. The whole purpose of Ra is in order that through that it should be a vehicle to bring out the Gilui of Hashem's Yichud in the world. V'zei Yikara Hester Hagomer Ha'asi Rak Kedil Galus Kamosh Amar Kosev V'toisha Lo Yizroyo V'tzid Hi Samach Tohu. I don't know what that means. V'hinayinu Ki Lefi HaSeder V'ha'anhaga HaZois. According to this Seder, Ein Mashgichim Al HaSchus O'ay Al HaChoyvo Ela Ha'anhaga Noheges Lefis Doreo. Hashem allows the Ra to take root in the world because the more Ra there is, the more opportunity there is for Bittul of the Ra. Because there's two parts going on in the world simultaneously. There's Schar Va'Oinesh, but there's also Gilui Yichudai. There's two things going on. And therefore, the way Hashem chose to bring out the Yichud is by having two parts, the Tov and the Ra. B'chol zman tigboyres hara, hine gam ha-toivim yitztarchu la'amoid tachas oini hara, lo'y mipnei she'adin kach, ela she'asha tzricha l'kach. All right. So now, if the purpose of Ra is to be defeated, so there's a question he's bavarding here, which is that, so then why is it that during the process, though, the Ra seems to be overpowering the Tov? So there are tzaddikim that end up becoming subject to the Ra. But those tzaddikim were being oisik in Gilu Yichud through the Tov. So why do they have to be subject to the Ra? That's this question. So he says an answer here. He says because that's the way the Bria works. The Bria needs to give koyach to the Ra, and sometimes when the Bria needs to give koyach to the Ra, the show is mechayev that koyach that the Ra has will be even over tzaddikim, even over the Toiv. So he says, "V'chol zman tigboyres hara, hinei gam ha'toivim yitzarchu la'am mitachas oini hara." Even the toivim will have to be there, subjugated to the ra. Lo'y mipnei she'adin kach, not because it should be that way. Ela she'asha tzricha l'kach. Ki al kol ponim, achar kach yikabelu schar sholem, kishiyachzer ha'toiv v'yigala v'yishleit. Kefi hara she'yizbelu mitchila. This is what we said last night. That according to the Ra that they deserved, that they received, according to the Ra, that they were the victims of the Ra, that much Toiv is going to come out of that Ra, and therefore they will experience the Toiv to the extent that they experience the Ra.
But if they deserve the Ra through their bad behavior,
Well, here he's
don't they
saying
gonna
that
get
there's some
Tov from it?
degree, that there's some degree that they don't necessarily deserve it on their own accord.
Like from Avos or
Yeah,
something.
he said they don't necessarily deserve it on their own accord, but they were chosen to be the vehicles through which the Ra expresses itself, so that when the bittul of that Ra happens, they ended up being the vehicles of the Gilui Shechina that came out through the bittul of that Ra.
Well, so that's a new explanation of why bad things
Yes.
happen to good
New
people.
explanation. Right here.
Never heard that one before, except last night.
Right. Right. But this is much more clear. Here's what I'm saying
Oh,
in black and white.
it's really straight up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fundamental idea.
Not trying to understand.
What?
Let's say
You
from
get it?
the Oh, come on, it's
Brit
really good. It's
Chelik
this is something. Can you go over it for him?
of the
But it's really good about how the good comes out of it.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
probably where you're hung up, right?
Right. He
How the good
says,
comes out.
Samchenu ki mois in Yisonu. So we'll see it. The Yisoid came out last night. We were asking, and this is Mamash that Yisoid, we were asking, why do you find such an emphasis on the Midah of Nekama by Hashem? Kel Nekama is Hashem, the Gemara says it's Mikdash and Nekama are the two things which you find are between the two names of Hashem. Nekama, of all things. The end of the world, the whole end of Parshas Hazinu is Haninu Goyim Amo Kidam Avadov. Oh, that's the Shpitz. The Shpitz should be based on Mikdash or something. Tell me something good. You know what? The whole end of of everything, end of time, there'll be Nekama. Why is that important? So we think Nekama is I want to get back at you. But basically, that was my whole share last night, is that Nekama is when you're miming back the thing to the way it was before the Einish, before the problem. So if you took away my covet, you're putting back my covet. That's what Nekama is. Nekama is Melashon Kam, is that the Neufel is being come. It's not Mishpat, it's a different thing. Mishpat is you did a plan on punishing me for it. Here I'm undoing what happened. So if there was a Chilul Hashem that took place by these people, when they get punished, now a Kiddush Hashem is coming out. So the chesed of nekama is that a yid will see that every suffering that he had was a kiyum of ra in the world. But when that ra is nisbatel, comes out that there's a yichud Hashem coming out of that bittul of the ra. So that ra had to happen because the gilui of yichud had to take place through that. And if Hashem chose that tzaddik to be the vehicle to accept the Ra, that through him, when that Ra is nisbatel, turns out that there's a gilui of Yichud Hashem in the world through the Ra that he had to suffer. So now he now sees how he was part of the process of gilui Yichud in the world. And this is a greater gilui than the gilui of Mikdash. Mikdash is a gilui of Hashem through the Tov. Nekama is a gilui of Hashem through the Ra. It's the process of this that he's talking here. The whole Nekama is a process of this he's talking about over here. And it's a new explanation in Tzaddik V'Ra'aleh. Sometimes the Tzaddik has to be chosen to be the recipient of the Ra, so that he will enjoy, L'Asad Lavai, that Nekama that's going to come out, and he'll enjoy and say, oh, I'm the one that this get, that when right, this is, when he's going to, when we're going to show the depths of the Einish, that Rasha that made a Yid suffer is going to receive. The yid that suffered it will be like, oh Hashem, I'm bringing out the covet Hashem because he's standing up for my he's bringing out the covet that happened through the ra to me. So the ra that happened to me is the way Hashem is choosing to bring out the
Does
Tov.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Nekama to the Jews too, or just to the Goyim?
Sounds like going.
I have the chat up for me yesterday. It's only Nekama when
You
there's
get it now? So
son,
good. It's good, huh?
when there's a son Israel, or also like a child, let's say, wherever. It's also doesn't show Yichud
You bring
Hashem.
last night? No. Oh,
What's up?
it's good. You need to see it here from last night, but I'm going to
Torah
post it on
posted
the
it
website.
for you.
and me on the website.
Oh, you recorded last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good piece lesson.
Yeah, it really was. I worked on it.
And that's why I'm understanding it so well now.
Right, right,
It's not
right.
because I'm particularly smart. It was there
Right.
last night.
Right.
You're very smart.
Ar kol zman tigboires hara lo yoyl zuchusam lehi natsa limenu. Okay, na kasov lachin amaska b'yisa hi yidon ki esra hi. But during the ra, you may not be able to be saved. Lo oid ala shbi yois matbeya hara kol kilkol. Miteva hara kol kilkol pashchas say darkin lo idai shlo yoyl as chus la tzadikim li natsa min hara. La shadu avanchi ra yatzlichu v'ashot yisochik lehem v'yisharim mu'unim v'nitkoim. Wow. He's saying a new pshat now. As we get closer to Mashiach, there's more and more ra, and the tzaddikim are subjugated to even more chutzpah and more. Why? Because as we get closer, the gilui is getting, it's the time for more gilui. Sometimes, in order to have more gilui, you need to have more ra. Because the second that that's going to flip, and the second that that's going to flip, then I'm going to get everything. You know what it reminds me of? It's like Othello. You know, Othello, the game Othello, the black and white pieces. Right? So sometimes, two moves before the end, the whole board is black, and all you have to do is put one piece there, it turns the whole thing white. The
Oh.
fuck it, the more black that's there, the easier it's going to be for me. You do all the work, and then I just put the piece and I get the whole thing back. Right? Sometimes, right as I'm getting to the end, there has to be more ra. You know why? Because Hashem says the yichud has to come out fully. The way the yichud is going to come out fully is that there's more and more ra, that's I'm going to flip over.
That's also prophecy. It's in prophecy that in towards the end of days,
Yeah.
this type of things.
Okay.
It's only through Sinai Israel, or it's also when something bad happened that we don't have.